to what you brought in today. What is this gadget, this right, surprise now, gadget?
I won't tell you what it's called yet, but I'm going to let you try it. I made that gin and tonic before the break. Now, is that
and we learned the.
I think this is a beautiful thing. We learned the tip
about putting lots of. So this is a silver spoon.
It's a silver. It's a sterling silver spoon with a
stirrer.
It's got a straw through the middle of it.
Oh wow!
So what you can use is.
Can I put it in the drink?
Yeah. What I'd like you to do, it's clean, but also sterling silver sterilizes itself. It sterilizes water, so it's harmless to let somebody else. I wouldn't sort of stake my life on it, but you know if somebody else used that straw.
Yes.
Very little.
So this is, first of all, can I just say how utterly beautiful this piece is?
I'll tell you how I found out about this. A friend of mine, I used to make or help design wine glasses for a very fancy glass company down in the West Country called Dartington Crystal.
Yes.
James Halliday, who's the sort of main bod there, said, "You've got to try this thing. I want to know whether you think it works." I said, "What is it?" He said, "It's this silver straw, and I drink all my gin and tonics through it." And I went, "Silver? That's a bit flash." But then if you think about it, you think about all the plastic straws that people use.
We do not want plastic straws.
A silver straw is better than a plastic one, let's be honest.
Totally.
But also, it's a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful thing. It's made by a guy called Rob, who used to work for the Royal Family's Goldsmiths, for a Royal Warrant jewellers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to come up with something interesting and different. He drinks a lot of gin and tonics. That's his favourite drink. And he came up with this idea. And I thought, I've worked in the wine trade for a long time, the drinks trade for a long time, and it's one of those ideas, well, damn, I wish I'd thought of that first.
So can I suck the gin up through this?
I just want you to taste, drink out of a straw, because usually when you drink drinks out of a straw, they don't improve the drink, because you can't smell it, right?
That tastes really good.
Doesn't it?
Why is that?
What's happening is, because it's
got
such a...
Can I blow the other way and make bubbles?
You can do whatever you like. But when you suck through the straw, it comes through the straw very quickly. So two things happen. First of all, the sterilisation happens in the silver. Secondly, it's a heat exchanger. It cools it down. Number three, when it goes into your mouth, it atomises it like an aerosol.
Oh.
So it breaks down, so you can taste the flavours much more clearly.
So everybody should carry around one of these silver straws.
I felt a bit of a ninny the first time I went to my local with this, because he said, just slip it into your pocket. It comes a little velvet pouch.
Oh, look at that. That's lovely.
And just, you can drink it discreetly in the corner. And I thought, that's a bit it's not. It doesn't do much for the male ego. And then after a while,
the drink is too good not to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And but the thing is, it's a real gift. This is he even does some where at the end is made fashioned out of a mold of a shell, and it's dipped in gold, so you can have gilt.
Dips. Well, no, I like this very, very simple
one. It's very simple. It's very kind of Swedish,
very elegant.
Swedish and design.
Oh, it could be George Jensen, couldn't it?
It could be George Jensen, couldn't it? Yes. And that's exactly what I thought with the circle at the end. It would go perfectly with the watch, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lovely thing, but it's a gift that you can keep. It's value.
How much it costs?
It's 75 quid.
Okay, but that's a beautiful gift
for someone.
We've
just been talking about justifying drinking a bottle of champagne in a restaurant, which only takes an hour, which costs more than that. Right?
Yeah, so, exactly. This is for life. Size.
Yeah. So, and this is it lasts forever. And they've even got little sort of cleaners, so you can clean them out like a car.
Oh, I see.
But I found out about this. This guy Rob came to meet me, and I said, I wanted to try it, and I just think he deserves a chance with this, because I think it's a fantastic product. It's called a Gin Genie. Still mourning for David Bowie. As we all are.
Oh, shall I play some Bowie for you?
Yes,
now?
Please.
All right. Well, to
changes.
See you out, I've got Let's Dance.
I'll do it. Let's Dance
all right.
is perfect.
Joe Wodzak, you absolute star. This is an amazing. Yes, tell me what the website is.
GinGenie.co.uk.
Now, can I ask a quick question? Presumably, this will do exactly the same thing if you've got a good vodka.
It does the same for any drink.
Fabulous.
Drink your martinis out of it.
Yay! Joe Wodzak, we absolutely love you. I hope another month passes very quickly. We didn't get a chance to talk about food for Valentine's, but if you and we didn't get a chance to talk about Ethiopian food.
Yeah.